The city of Rochester is spending thousands of dollars this week to remove a familiar sound from downtown. WXXI's James Brown's next story is for the birds.
Like clockwork, tens of thousands of crows, also known as a murder, come together this time of year for their own safety. Genesee Valley Audubon Society President June Summers says it's a way to protect themselves from predators like owls.
This is just very basic defense mechanism of most birds.
For most of the last decade, the birds have found their way downtown, leaving behind a distinct sound, smell, and droppings. In particular, around downtown buildings like the Jiva Theater, the ESL headquarters, and Frontier Field. Justin Gansowski works on wildlife conflicts for the U.S. Department of Agriculture. He says the city hired the agency to break up the murders using non-lethal methods like lasers, pyrotechnics, and sounds of crows.
So it's a taped recording of crows in distress, and that helps scare them. We play that from our truck, and that helps scare them away.
A City of Rochester statement says the sounds will hopefully break up the crows into smaller batches so their waste isn't all in one place. The city would not say how much they spend, but Gansowski says typical dispersals cost under $10,000. June Summers understands the issue, but says the expense and the effort could be moot.
I don't think after a decade they're really going to be able to get those crows out of there. This is where the crows have decided to be.
Gansowski says other New York towns have tried to disperse crows for much longer than Rochester has, so he doesn't expect the process to end anytime soon. James Brown, WXXI News.